10 plagues on Egypt. They've been released from slavery. They saw Pharaoh's army get destroyed in the Red Sea. But now they're going out into the desert. Exodus 15:22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And when they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah, because Marah in Hebrew means bitter. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink? You brought us all this way, and now we're in the desert, and there's nothing to drink." If you could bow your heads right where you are. Father, we ask, O God, that you will give me utterance, that this word that will go forth, Lord, will reach some heart, will touch some soul. Hallelujah, will serve a purpose that you have intended. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Turn to someone, tell them, don't be bitter. Amen. 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 I don't know if you've ever felt unfulfilled, feeling like you're not quite complete, that there was something else that was supposed to be in your life, that there was a part that was missing, that you're still not quite completed where God wants you to be. This message is for you. Now, I'm going to start off a bit in a different vein, so just bear with me. And I want to give you a recipe. I asked my wife last night if she had any chocolate chip cookies, and she looked at me kind of strange because she didn't know what I was talking about. But I want to give you a recipe for chocolate chip cookies. Any of you cook, bake? 1 cup of softened butter. It's got some good things in here. 1 cup of white sugar. 1 cup of packed brown sugar. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 2 teaspoons hot water. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 2 eggs. 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. Sounding good already. You all hungry? 3 cups all-purpose flour. 1 cup chopped walnuts. Instructions: cream together the butter, white sugar, the brown sugar until smooth. Beat in the eggs one at a time. Then stir in the vanilla. Dissolve baking soda in hot water. Add to the batter along with the salt. Start stirring in the flour. Can you smell it? And the nuts. Get an oven heated to 375 degrees. Drop by large spoonfuls onto an ungreased pan. Bake for about 10 minutes in the preheated oven or until the edges are nicely brown. Sounds good, doesn't it? But there was one ingredient missing. What was missing? You can't get chocolate chip cookies unless you put the chocolate chips in there. No matter how good it is, my sermon today is the missing ingredient. The missing ingredient. It sounded so good. It sounded so perfect. But if you weren't listening carefully, there was no chocolate chips. Have you ever felt there was something missing in your life? That there was some more that God had for you? There was some other place you were supposed to get to, but you still haven't quite got it. You got all the other ingredients. They're so good. They're so put together. But the most important thing that makes it the chocolate chip cookie is the chocolate chips. You can have everything else going for you, but if you have the missing ingredient, you know what? Your life can get bitter. Amen. You can have everything put together, but just be missing that one ingredient, and you can't finish the recipe. We see that Israel had got everything going for them. They had overcome Pharaoh. They had defeated the army of Egypt. They had been covered in the Red Sea. In fact, they'd had a party after the Red Sea covered them. They sang the song of Moses. They rejoiced. They had left Egypt. God has brought you all a long way, but you know you're still on the journey. You may be going now into the wilderness of Shur. Maybe you're looking for something that God has promised you. Maybe you have been called. Maybe you have an anointing that has not been fully fulfilled yet. And you know you have all the rest of the ingredients. You had the sugar, you had the brown sugar, you had the flour. But the most important thing was missing, and that was the chocolate chips. We see Israel had journeyed from Egypt. They had left sin behind. They had left slavery behind. But they were still not complete. They were missing something. Now they came unto this place called Marah. And sure enough, there was water there. But when they tried to drink it, they found that it was bitter. It was unpalatable. They couldn't drink it. There was bitterness in the water. Now, when we look at our lives, sometimes we can let some bitterness creep in. There can be an ingredient that doesn't taste so good, that doesn't look so good, that we let flow into our lives. And we find that bitterness can be caused by three things. It's what sometimes is done to us. Sometimes it's what's said about us, or it's sometimes what someone has taken from us, can all lead to this bitterness, this incompleteness, this unfulfillment in our lives, so that we have everything else, but there's one part that is stopping us reaching where God has called us to be. They had left Egypt for sure. They had left slavery for sure, but they were still not complete. The rest of the ingredients sounded good. They were no longer under Pharaoh's dominion. They had been given all the gold of Egypt. They had come out with triumph. And yet they went into the desert and there was an ingredient that was missing. There was something in their lives that was still missing that caused bitterness. I'm telling you that the Bible says do not let a root of bitterness take hold in your life. Do not let Satan use any kind of things in your past to bring you down. Because otherwise you'll be just like the chocolate chip cookie without the chocolate chips. Not very good, not too tasteful. Someone was telling me this story, and they said, you know what you could do? You could put the chocolate chips there, but you know, it still wouldn't work. Imagine if I had all those ingredients on the table, the sugar, the nuts, the butter, the creamed butter, and I said, come on up, come and get it. There's chocolate chips cookies. You see, you can have all the ingredients, but they're not baked together. You see, in the scripture, in Romans 8 and 28, it says, we know that all things work together. You could have those ingredients, and I give you the eggs, and I give you the nuts, and I say, take it all. It'll taste like chocolate chips once it gets in your... No, it won't. That's not the chocolate chips. You see, sometimes the wilderness experience that we go through has to be baked in. It has to have everything in. It's not everything is good. But when it's baked together, it can come out for your good. In this case, when they got to the river of Marah, to the waters of Marah, there was something missing. There was an ingredient that was missing. There was something that was lacking in the water that made it bitter. We see in the Bible, there's another Bible character who seemingly had everything together, but there was one ingredient that was missing. If we turn to 1 Kings chapter 3, starting from verse 5, we see this figure called Solomon, who was David's son. He had everything prepared for him. Many times I feel like Solomon. I have had everything prepared for me. I have no excuse. None whatsoever. I can't say I didn't come from a good family. I can't say I didn't have a loving mother and father. I can't say I didn't have parents who pushed me, who gave me everything I needed. Solomon was this character. David had prepared everything. He had nearly all of the ingredients. But we see that there was something missing. He started off really good. We find in 1 Kings 3:5, it says, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. Many of us, we start off so powerful, so encouraged, so zealous for God. We just got saved and everything is fine and we're doing the right stuff. This was Solomon. He had just been named king and God spoke to him in a dream. And God said, what shall I give thee? What a dream. God says to you, name me whatever you want. And Solomon asked for the right thing. And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he has walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, and thou hast given him a son to sit on the throne as it is this day. Solomon started off in the right way. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for victory over his enemies. All he asked for was wisdom. He asked for the start of the right ingredient. You know, if I put all those ingredients here and said, come and get them, chocolate chips, I don't think anyone would want them. They have to be baked. Even when you do get the right ingredients, for it to come out as chocolate chips, it's going to have to go in the oven. You're going to have to go through some trials, because if Solomon had endured to the end, he had the right ingredients. He had everything prepared for him, but there were some things that he didn't want to go through. There were some things he didn't want to deal with, and we come out with some cookies that are not quite baked. And now the Lord said unto him, ask me whatever you want. What a dream. What a vision. If God was to come and ask us, what would you say you wanted? Maybe some of us would say the obvious, some money. Now, the Bible does say that money answereth all things, but there's some things that it can't answer. It only answers all secular things. There's matters of the heart that money can't fix. There's matters of life that money cannot address. Hallelujah. So we see he asked for wisdom, but there was still something that was missing in his life and in his setup. Verse 9, he says, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this so great people? Verse 10 is such an important verse, because it says that what he asked for pleased God. That's so awesome that what he asked for pleased God, but there was still something that was missing. Now, we see he had all the ingredients. He had the best education. He had riches, but there was something still missing. As we go on in his life, we find the reason and the purpose was missing. He tried to fill it. The Bible says he had over 900 concubines, women. I worked out one time that was a different lady every night for 3.5 years. That's a bit much, I think. But that did not fill it. That was not the ingredient. That did not make him happy. He ate on gold plates. The Bible said that they treated silver as if it was paper plates. That was how rich he was. And still, we find there was an ingredient missing in his life. And you know how we can know this? Because he confessed to this. He wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. He says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. He had indulged in everything he could, in women, in riches, in anything that you can think of to bring happiness. And he found there was still an ingredient in his life missing. Something had slipped away. Something had not come together, even though he had started off so good. He had all these women, the most beautiful women in the country. He had all this gold. He had the riches. Sometimes, just for fun, and my wife will probably say something that's about me afterwards. There's a channel that I came across on DirecTV. And I can't quite remember the name of it, but the letters are AWE, something like All the Wealth, AWE. And what it is, it's a channel for the rich and famous. All they show is people selling planes and boats and you know, $10 million mansions. I can imagine that Solomon had all of this, yet that did not bring him completeness. You know why? He had a call on his life. He had an anointing that was supposed to be fulfilled. He could have been the fulfillment, the start of the greatest kingdom ever. But because there was an ingredient missing and he couldn't find it. In Ecclesiastes, near the end of his life, he said all his vanities. He had examined everything. He was the wisest man, and yet he couldn't see something was missing from his life. I want to tell you today what that thing is. The thing that was missing from Solomon's life was Jesus. The thing that will never make you complete without is Jesus. You can go out in this world and try and make yourself happy, but we were never designed to not have that ingredient, which is the Spirit of God, which is Jesus Christ. In verse 3 says, what profiteth a man from his labor to which he toils under the sun? He's seen that people work hard and some people get rich, some people don't. He couldn't understand all the mysteries of life because there was an ingredient that he missed. He had everything going for him, and yet he was not happy. You know, we think that if we were to get certain things, it would bring happiness. I read in the news just the other day about a lady who had won one of the largest jackpots ever, $500 million. What would you do with $500 million? People are smiling at me. You're already thinking what you would do. We think that would bring happiness. But this lady was pretty wise. She realized that this $500 million would so change her life that it actually would destroy her life. So she had not claimed the money. She had a ticket for $500 million and she has not claimed it because when you come forth to claim it, they have to publish your name. And she knew that once her name was published, going back, looking at other lotto winners, their life has been destroyed. Yes, they got some wealth, but their life has been destroyed. So she has not claimed it because she's trying to see if they can withhold her name. She was smart enough to understand that just money alone does not bring happiness. But there is something else that you need. There's a missing ingredient that if you don't have it, you will not be complete. Now, a lot of us, we think we have it. You know, those of us who have been in church a while and even filled with the Spirit, we think we got it made. But I'm telling you, it's a process. It's not a destination. You have to continue to be in Christ. You have to live in Christ. You have to abide in Christ. You have to stay in the vine. You know, they have some flowers that are called perennials. That means they bloom every year. But the only way they bloom every year is they got to be planted. They got to be in the soil. They've got to have some plant food. They've got to have water. We see that the ingredient in his life that was missing was he never got a vision, Solomon, of Christ. What was blinding him was his wisdom. What was blinding him was the money that he had. What was blinding him was the pleasure that he had indulged in. And at the end of his life, it still did not make him happy. We look at one other man who seemingly was like Solomon. Seemingly like Solomon, and he lost it all. He lost his children. He lost his wealth. He lost his health. But we see a difference in his life. If we turn to the book of Job, chapter 19 and verse 25, we see a big difference in the life of this man who had everything like Solomon. Job was a rich man, but there was something that he had. There was an ingredient that he had that made him different. And it was still the same ingredient. Look at Job. Even though he had lost everything, his children had died, his money had gone, his health had gone. Seemingly he was at the bottom of bottom of the barrel. Everything had left him. But look at his testimony. He had the most important ingredient. He says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." That was something that Satan couldn't take from him. Yes, Satan, you can take my wealth, you can take my house, you can burn up my car, you can take my job. But what's inside of me, that ingredient that I have inside of me, you can't take. Job said, listen, you can scorn me, you can say I'm a sinner, but listen, I know something. I know something. I know something that my Redeemer liveth. See, Job made a declaration. There was an ingredient that he had that Satan couldn't take. Satan said, let me just take away his wealth. He'll curse you. Let me take away his children. That'll make him mad. That'll stop him coming to church. That'll make him deny God. Satan couldn't understand there was an ingredient that Job had that he couldn't touch. Yeah, you can take away the hedge around him, but there was something that Job still had. There was an ingredient in his life that could not be touched. I'm telling you, we need that ingredient. It's the ingredient that makes the difference. It's the ingredient that gets us out of bitterness. Job had a reason to be bitter. He had served God all his life. And then there came a day. Anyone had those kind of days where everything goes wrong? The car gets a flat tire. The electricity wants to cut it off. The state sends you a bill for this and that. Your children are doing this and that. Job had that kind of day. But the Bible said he had one ingredient. He still had one ingredient. He still had something that was the most important thing. He says, I know. I know. We need to get to that point when we can say, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know that he is real. I know I still have something that Satan cannot take. I am going to live, and one day I'm going to die, but one day I'm going to be resurrected, and I shall see him for myself. Amen. For I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yeah, I'm going to die. But listen, I believe in the resurrection. It wasn't Abraham's wealth that made him serve God. It was a special ingredient. He believed in the risen Christ. He believed in the life after death, that even though he were dead, as the scripture says, yet shall he live. You see, we need that ingredient in our life. Until we believe it, until we can say, and we know, until we can get to that point where we say, and we know that my Redeemer liveth. Yes, he was dead, but he's alive. He has no tomb with a body in it. Buddha has a tomb with something in it, right? Somewhere in Mecca, they have that place, the Kaaba, where there's something in it. Confucius has a tomb. But I tell you, there's a garden tomb in Israel, and it's empty. It's empty. It's empty because of the missing ingredient. He was not there when they came and they rolled away the stones. You see, we will not be complete. You will not be happy until you get that missing ingredient, especially if God has called you. There's some of you here that have been fighting God. I'm telling you, God has spoken to you. God has been speaking to you from you were a child, and you know it. But you have resisted his call, and you have resisted his call. Israel was called to be his people. They resisted his call. So finally they came out into the desert to this place called Marah. You see, we can never be complete. Colossians 2:8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. There's the world's philosophy is telling you, you do this, you'll feel better. You go here, this will work out. But here's what Paul says in the Colossians. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. You're a good person. You don't need religion to save you. See, that's the world's philosophy. You are God in yourself. But I'm telling you, I'm not God in myself. I'll mess up. I'm no good in myself. I'm a terrible person if you really knew me. It's only God makes the difference. It's only the missing ingredient that will give you the full chocolate chip cookie. Paul says here, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. For in him, and this is the point I wanted to make, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And here's the scripture, and ye are complete in him. Without him, you're incomplete. You're missing an ingredient. If you reject Christ, you're missing an ingredient. You can never be whole without Christ. We were designed to be in a relationship with God. And you can try and fill it with drugs, with alcohol, with women, with men, but it will be incomplete. You will always be missing that ingredient, because the scripture says we are complete in him. There's no other way to be complete. And until we come to the decision to say, Lord, I need you to complete me. I need you to fulfill me. I want to have that joy, that peace that passes human understanding. I want to go back to that first verse that we talked about in Exodus. They came to this place, and there was the water, and it was bitter. Marah. Bitter. When we go through life unfulfilled, you know what happens? We turn bitter. We were talking about that in Sunday school. You know, we can get into these moods where we just snap at people for no reason. Good morning. What's good about it? You know, because we are incomplete. We're missing that joy that comes from being loved by God. In Exodus here, verse 24, Exodus 20, 15, verse 24, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" The people murmured, and they were starting to complain. If you could go to the next verse, verse 25. So Moses and cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. There was a missing ingredient. Now, this tree was not just any tree, because think about this a minute. They had gone into the desert. Now, the deserts in those places, they don't have trees. Think about this. Suddenly, they come across this tree in the middle of the desert. Don't you think that's strange? This was the missing ingredient, because God told him, listen, that he had to cut off this tree, this branch, and throw it in the water. When that branch was thrown in the water, it completed the water. The water turned from bitter to sweet. I'm telling you that that branch is Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he is the root and branch of David. And until you have him thrown into your bitter water, you will not be complete. If you could stand with me today, the ingredient that's missing is Jesus Christ. Until we come to that acknowledgement, until we stop searching in for our career, until we stop searching for a man or a woman and say, Lord, I want you first in my life. I want you to make me complete. I want you to be that complete ingredient. The Bible says ye are complete in him, not in anything else. No matter what else you search for, you may end up just like Solomon that said, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Everything he had tried was only pleasurable for a little bit, but it didn't last. You know the reason why they say people get into drugs? They start off with something small, you know, just some weed, some marijuana. But then after a while, that doesn't satisfy. So they go something a little bit stronger. Then that doesn't satisfy. Then go something a little stronger until they're totally taken over by that craving. I want to be totally taken over by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The water was not complete until Moses threw the branch into the water. The water was not complete. We see that fulfilled in the New Testament, because Mara is the word for Miriam, which is the word for Mary. And we see that she was not complete until the day when the angel Gabriel came to her and said, "Hail, Mary. Something special is going to come into you. You're going to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to conceive." You know what she was conceiving? The branch. We don't know much about Mary's life before, other than her name, which means bitter. But I'm telling you what, even though the Bible does say a sword shall pierce thy soul, I believe that that one incident, that she became the mother of Christ, was enough to change the direction of her life. Hallelujah. Because he said, the angel said to her, "Thou art highly exalted and favored." And I believe today that God wants us to replace whatever missing ingredient is in our life. We need the branch thrown into our bitter water. If you can look back on your life and you can see all kinds of scars and things that people have done to you, and direction that you have been that's been unfulfilled, if you've been feeling uncomfortable and just knowing that God is trying to get you to somewhere else, this message is for you. There's a missing ingredient. And even when you have all the ingredients, like Solomon, it's got to be put then into the oven to come out to be the chocolate chip cookie. He had everything. He had all the ingredients, but he led a life of ease. He never was put into the oven. And so he found everything unfulfilling, even though he had all of the ingredients. We're going to close this service today, but I want you to know that God is speaking to someone. You have a calling on your life. The Bible says that nobody comes to the Father but by me. And no one can come unless the Spirit draws them. So the very fact you're here today and you're feeling something in your heart and a conviction is because God wants to complete you. He wants to take away that bitterness so that even the life around you can still be a mess inside. You can have the fruit of the Spirit. You can have joy, peace, love, gentleness, meekness, long-suffering, which is the fruit of the Spirit. I open up these altars. We're not going to have a long, long service today, but I wanted to impress upon you that we need to make sure not only that we have all the ingredients, but that we're willing to be baked in the oven. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good." And the other key word there is together. Some things are not good, but you got to look at the whole thing. Maybe you don't like eggs by themselves. Raw eggs don't appeal to me. But when they're put together with the other ingredients and then they're baked, something that you don't like and wasn't necessarily good tastes great. So it's taking all the ingredients and then they're baked together can work out to your good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope today that when you leave, you'll meditate. Is there an ingredient missing in my life? Is there something that I'm missing to take me to the next level? Do I still have some things, some bitterness? Am I willing to be baked in the oven? Am I willing to go through some trial? Because God wants to take us to the next level. He could have led the children of Israel by an easier route straight to Canaan, but they headed out straight into the desert, into a place where there was no water. You know why? Because it was a test. Would they trust God? Would they take the missing ingredient that would change the bitterness to sweet? Hallelujah. If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we thank you today for your word. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to replace whatever ingredient in our life of you that is missing, whether it's the joy, whether it's your mercy, whether it's your grace, whatever part of you in our life that is missing, Lord, we acknowledge it right now. And we come to you by faith, believing, Lord, that with your love and grace, we will receive that ingredient today. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask you to move for those at this altar right now, Lord, that have acknowledged a need in their life. We acknowledge a need in our lives, Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to complete us. Bake us on the altar, Lord God. Help us to be a living sacrifice, oh, God, that will be holy and acceptable in your sight. Father, we ask you right now, Jesus, to do a move in this place. Let your Spirit move on some hearts today. Church, I'm just going to ask you right now, if you could lift up your voice, if you could start praying right where you are, hallelujah. If you could pray right where you are for those at the altar, pray for yourself. Examine your own life. Is there something yet?